Well, all through the summer and into the fall, we've been bringing you stories about Minnesota, books about the Northland from the Northland and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that, quote, substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Rudy Senarigi. His book called Lessons of the Manitou was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the memoir category. And Rudy joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Rudy, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line this morning. So am I asking you to give away the entire book if I ask you if you can summarize the lessons of the Manitou?
No, you aren't. Because the lessons of the Manitou are, I guess, are learned individually, and they'd be different for everybody, but basically it's just a reverence of nature and what it teaches us about life.
Now, you began your life, you're a Cloquet native, you live in Wisconsin now, but you are a Cloquet native, and you got your degrees here at U of M, and trout fishing just became your thing. Trying to ask a Minnesotan or a Wisconsinite how come they fish, when they started fishing, why they fish, is probably like asking you when did you start breathing, but what would be your best guess about why trout fishing has remained a passion for you all this time?
Well, I began fishing when I was probably about 5 years old. I've got a story about it in my first book. And I think the way my father handled it is what really made the difference in those days. He took me out to Big Lake, just outside of Cloquet, and we were going to go out in a boat to fish. This was the first time ever. Well, we walked the water, and just looking at the water really kind of scared me, and I didn't want to go out in the boat. So he and a guy who came to be known to me as Uncle Baloney, I still don't really know his real name, they lifted the boat up onto the dock. It was a flat-bottom boat, and the three of us sat in the boat on the dock and fished. And I had a great time that day. And he could have forced me to go out in the boat on the lake and be scared and never want to do it again, but that was really the turning point. Fast forward to growing up in Cloquet and doing all the things that kids used to do, there was an issue in our town involving a black bear that came through town, and all the kids were really excited about this bear, and we wanted to go to the woods and trap him, catch him, and put him in a circus, if you can believe that. But we went down in the forest next to the river, looked for the bear, couldn't find him. I spent the day playing down there, and my good friend Arvo at the time suggested we go fishing. I'd never trout fished before. And we went down to Scanlon Creek outside of Cloquet. I caught my first brook trout, and I was hooked. No pun intended. And I was hooked. It was the most beautiful fish outside of a tropical fish I'd ever seen. And from that day on, I just kept trout fishing and going whenever I could.
Speaking of beautiful, your book is absolutely gorgeous. It's illustrated with a beautiful photograph, and it's illustrated with some exquisite photographs throughout, which makes it really a treat. Are these your photographs?
Yes. Every trip I make to the Northwoods, I try to take different photographs of different areas, different times of the year, different seasons, and over the years, I've collected quite a few of them. So, yeah, they're all mine. They're just taken with a camera phone, if I have that with me, or just a small little Nikon that I carry in my pocket.
You know, I had a favorite. You also illustrate kind of the beginnings of chapters with quotes, and I had a favorite quote marked, and then I realized that I just pulled the piece of paper out of there and lost the quote. But I know that this one is wonderful also. Sometimes the juice isn't worth the squeeze, but sometimes it is. Why is that a quote that you chose to include in the book in that spot?
Because it just reminded me that, sometimes the tasks we get into, just all the effort we put into it just aren't worth it. But this particular story, I believe that was going into Scott Creek or trying to find Scott Creek, it was worth it that day. The effort we put in to find that place was so untouched over all the years. The fishing was great, and the four of us were in there and just sharing the time together. It was worth the effort to get way back in. One of the people with us didn't think, he thought we were crazy. It was the first time that he had gone fishing with us and couldn't believe we were going to drive to the end of a road, walk in, look for a stream, walk back out, get our gear, walk back in and fish, and then walk out again. He thought that was nuts. But it was worth it.
Absolutely. Like you say, sometimes the juice is worth the squeeze. Rudy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you, Lisa, for having me.
Rudy Santarighi is the author of a book called Lessons of the Manitou, and it was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the memoir category. We are wrapping up a series of books about the Northland from the Northland by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.